The Public News Service Daily Newscast for May the 18th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Civil rights groups are forging connections to fight the rising tide of hate crimes.
In a briefing from the Act Against Hate Alliance on Wednesday, civil rights leaders explained efforts to enlist regular people, advocacy groups, governments, and corporations in the fight against hate. Laura E. Ellsworth, with the law firm Jones Day, organizes the annual Eradicate Hate Global Summit in Pittsburgh, the site of the 2018 massacre at the Tree of Life Synagogue.
Whether it be against LGBT people or immigrants in El Paso or Jews again in Poway or Sikhs in Oak Creek or Asians throughout California, again and again and again, we saw this identity-based violence.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
The 2021 California Hate Crime Report found hate crimes increased more than 32% in the Golden State between 2020 and 2021. Anti-Asian hate crime events increased dramatically, rising 177% plus during the same time. CNBC reports New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy said he would consider defying the Supreme Court and continue to provide mifepristone if the court rules in favor of a ban on the abortion pill. Those remarks from Murphy came after the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments in a case that could force a drug off the market nationwide, including in states where abortion is legal. Now to North Dakota, where a housing discrimination case is dealing with occupancy standards. It's resulted in a settlement. Advocates say it underscores the challenges families face in maintaining stable housing when access is scarce.
The High Plains Fair Housing Center announced this week that Affordable Housing Developers Incorporated has agreed to pay $100,000 over a claim from a working mother from Mandan. The woman, who did not want to be publicly identified, said she was forced to vacate her townhome after updating her lease to note the recent birth of her fifth child. The Fair Housing Center's Nikki Green says the developer standards were too restrictive.
This woman and her children had a three-bedroom unit, and the max that was allowed there was five people for a household. And this was a 1,572 square foot townhome. So this was a big unit.
Green says federal recommendations allow for more flexibility and that the family situation didn't violate any city codes. As part of the settlement, leadership with the development group denies engaging in any discrimination. I'm Mike Moen.
In the year 2020, the North Dakota Housing Finance Agency issued a report that highlighted affordable housing shortages within the state. This is Public News Service. Next to Iowa, AARP there working to raise awareness of loans and grants the USDA is making available to very low-income seniors for home repairs and for improvements.
It's known as the 504 Home Repair Program, and Teresa Greenfield, State Director for USDA Iowa Rural Development Programs, says it's available to people in communities of 20,000 or less to help them stay in their homes. She says the money can be used for a wide variety of improvements.
Roof, windows, electrical issues, plumbing. Seniors who maybe their life has changed, they need a hip replacement, they're going to be using a walker more often, and they want to make upgrades to their bathroom, for example, to become more handicapped accessible.
Since people have to meet certain criteria to qualify, Greenfield recommends working directly with the USDA to determine eligibility and also to attend a webinar on May 24th. I'm Mark Moran.
And two groups are working to create equal opportunity for Black and Latino women in the trucking industry.
The Truist Foundation has pledged $1.5 million to the Axion Opportunity Fund to support a down payment assistance program. The program aims to empower minority women by helping them become first-time truck owners and entrepreneurs. Axion Opportunity Fund CEO Luz Arrutia says this step is crucial in bridging the equity gap that exists for these groups.
America today is in the midst of an entrepreneurship boom with record numbers of new small businesses, and they're led by women and people of color. And at the same time, there is a $130 billion financing gap for small businesses who need less than $100,000.
Urrutia says since 2010, Axion Opportunity Fund has invested $360 million in the trucking industry, providing crucial support to more than 6,000 first-time truck buyers through various loans. Shantia Hudson reporting.
Finally, our Eric Tinganoff lets us know locals will help steward two iconic locations on the Oregon coast.
The Cape Foulweather Complex and Cape Lookout Marine Conservation Areas were approved for designation in April by the Oregon Land Conservation and Development Commission. The Audubon Society of Lincoln City plans to recruit local residents for stewardship in 2025. Kent Doty with the organization says it's a unique approach to conservation.
It's bottom-up management for sites that local communities really care and love. For the community to really get a say in how a site is managed and cared for.
The areas have broad support from local communities.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.